So Shishi of Eschanan is obviously from beginning to end filled with Yesodos Hadas from Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, Talmud Torah, Vishinat Levanecha. What I'd like to try to focus on is what I think is a fascinating Ramban Lashitasa. Towards the end of the Aliyah, we have the Pasuk, V'asisa Yashar V'atov V'nei Hashem Elokecha. The Ramban says Tupshatim. The first one I think is very beautiful. It's often overlooked. V'asisa Yashar V'atov V'nei Hashem Elokecha. So the Ramban says that it means Rak Bnei Hashem Elokecha. You shouldn't be looking over your shoulder to the left and not to the right, and not to try to impress people. V'asisa Yashar V'atov V'nei Hashem Elokecha. You have to do what's right in the eyes of Hashem. Ki Amishpat Lelokimu, like we talked about earlier on in Sefer Dvarim, Lo Sagru Mipnei Ish. The second shot is the famous one, right? Pshar Lifnei Mishra Asadin. He quotes, from Rashi, and he says basically, it's impossible. Yafshar. That in the Torah, you could cover every single case, but that's the idea, that you're supposed to develop a sensitivity to the Ratzon Hashem, and to do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of you, Dina Debar Mitzvah, Pshar Lifnei Mishra Asadin, Iyaf Shalahaskir Batorah, Kol Hanhagos Ha'adam, Mimshchina V'reya, V'chol Masao, Matano V'tikunei Ayusha, V'amidinos Kulam. I'll just remind you of something we've spoken about together many times, that the Ramban connects this to other ideas of Kedoshim Tiyu, number one, right, that halacha is an absolute floor, not the ceiling, Kadesh Atzmecha v'motor lecha, and then, of course, this also connects to Yalacham Shavason, right, where the mitzvah sasei of Shabbos and Yantif, right, even encompasses Shvusin, Isurim Derabanan, because there's a character to the day. So we say there's a character to the day, there's a character to the way that we're supposed to interact with people, the Choshen Mishpat. There's a character to our relationship with Isser V'heter, Kadesh Atzvecha V'motor Lecha, the Tzad HaShava Shebehen, in all three of these areas. For the Ramban is, of course, the idea of Halacha is just a floor, but the ceiling is, much, much higher, and we're meant to cultivate a Halachic sensitivity and sensibility. So what I'd like to try to show is that's actually part of something the Ramban says explicitly earlier in the Aliyah. The Pasuk says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira Ve'oso Savo Rubishmoti Shaveya. There's a whole literature about Rubishmoti Shaveya. Are we only talking about an Isser Aseh? Are we talking about a Mitzvah Aseh? Are we talking about a Miyeshbecha Kol Amidos Halalu? So people often overlook the middle clause, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, that's the Mitzvah Yiras Hashem, to counterbalance the beginning of the Aliyah, V'Avas Hashem, V'Avas Hashem Elokecha. So the Mitzvah Yiras Hashemayim, right, for the Rambam, they're integrated as well, Ketzad Yiderech Lavaso V'Yiraso. But be that as it may, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, V'Oso Sa'avod. So what does it mean, V'Oso Sa'avod? So the Ramban has just a stirring language. V'oso savo the daitam shetilo becholais kevod akano ya mishari slifnei adonav tamid shosim alachas rabba wikar b'tzorach atzmo arai ad sheyavo mizeh masham v'chol maaseach hayu l'shem shemayim shafilu tzorach gufo v'shem avodos ha'el yiyu yochal v'yashen v'yaseh tzorachav kedei kiyam agof l'avod Hashem kenin sham rabbi neitov modzo shena v'chishena tovo. It's almost verbatim what the Rambam wrote in the third parak of Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam talks about Bechol Drachecha Da'ayu and Bechol Masecha Yu L'Shem Shemayim over there, and he talks about sleeping, Afilu V'Shashu Boel, V'Nosei V'Nosein, right, that you're just doing it, as a part of a completely integrated life. So for the Ramban, he arrives at exactly the same conclusion. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira Ve'oso Sa'avod Uvishmo Tishaveh Ve'oso Sa'avod means that Ke'eved HaMishares Osem Lechas Rabo Ikar Melachto Arai, that a person is just completely consumed by the ultimate tafkid of being an Eved Hashem 24/7, 365. So I think that we simply have to connect this Ramban to the later Ramban of Yasisa Yashar V'atov V'nei Hashem Elokecha, in terms of both Perushim. First of all, that the only thing, the only measuring stick, the only barometer is, of course, the Ratzon Hashem. Yasisa Yashar V'atov V'nei Hashem Elokecha, as opposed to anything else. That's what an Eved HaKanoi would do. It would only be interested in the Adon's opinion of something. And second of all, they'd go well beyond Zopshar Lifnei Mishra Sadin Dina de Bar Mitzvah, right, that a person would be willing to go above and beyond the mere letter of the law, because if you're really an Eved, Kanoi, Bekinyan HaGuf, who is Osem Melechas Rabo Ikar, so you don't stop at the floor, but you're, completely committed Karbanola, Hekdesh Kol HaGuf, to a particular purpose. And that means that you're going to not just comply with the letter of the law, but of course with the spirit of the law and the entire institution as well. So I'd like to try to connect these two Rambans. I think the world of Asisa Yashar V'atov and Hashem Elokecha, in both senses of the Ramban's understanding, is potentiated by a holistic and immersive Asa Hashem Elokecha Tira V'oso Sa'avod means all the time, Uvishmoti Shaveh. So you're asking yourself in every situation, what is the optimal response for an Oved Hashem? And the answer becomes V'asisa Yashar V'atov and Hashem Elokecha, even if it's not technically required, it's required by the status of being in Eved Hashem. And that really, I think, is the fascinating dialectic that we talk about when we talk about, is Lifnei Meshuras HaDin an actual requirement? Are we required to go Lifnei Meshuras HaDin? I think, something Rav Lichtenstein wrote about very extensively. I think one of the ways of thinking about it is, by definition, you're not, if it's Lifnim Meshuras HaDin, but you are obligated, not just based on the Pasuk V'asisa Yashar V'atov, but you're obligated by your avodas Hashem to go lifnim mishuras hadin. Hashem elokecha tira v'oso savod. Right, v'oso savod means that you develop a self understanding as an eved Hashem, and an eved Hashem, conducts himself in a certain fashion lifnim mishuras hadin.